So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And I'm just so blessed today. I have a really enjoyable guest. She's kind of interested in healing, and she has a lot of information from different modalities. So it's going to be curious where the show takes us today. So welcome, Jade Yen Ham. How are you?
Thank you so much, Erica, for having me on today. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
Tell me, where am I talking to you from? Where are you on the planet?
Oh, right now I'm in Seattle, and I'm packing up to move to Florida in 2 days.
So one coast to a completely new coast.
Yes, from rainy, overcast Seattle to the sunshine state.
Yeah, I think it sunshines there like 345 days a year or something.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about an aha moment for you, something where you just learned something or you found out something about yourself, some aha moment you'd like to share with our audience.
Okay, well, since I am moving to Florida, I had this aha moment just months ago where I feel like I'm always talking myself out of what I really want rather than following the wisdom of my body. And my body has been telling me, like, you need to be in a different space where you can thrive. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do space clearing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I did everything to sort of like override what my body was asking. Mm. And in the moment I made the choice to go to Florida, I have so many new business opportunities. I can't believe it. Like even just this morning, I already have a student for my first weekend in Florida. I'm not even there yet.
Oh my goodness.
So there's something about not overthinking, which I've been doing for the last 4 decades. That's all.
Oh my goodness. So it's like a
listening to the next four, I will do better and just listen to my heart and body.
Oh, that's awesome. So if someone's feeling like they're kind of stuck, maybe they're stuck in their health, maybe they have some health things that are not healing for them, what kinds of things can people do to start shifting that into a better way of being with their body?
Yeah, I think the very first thing that someone might consider doing is simply to spend time alone where you can hear your own thoughts and be in your own heart space and ask your body, what are you really wanting? And the first time you have this conversation, your mind's just going to take over. I mean, it takes a long time for me to train myself to like have a listening mind rather than a mind that's always looking for a reason or looking for the next thing to say or in the next thing to say and the next response and the next response, but to really be in that space where I can drop down into my own heart and listen like you really mean to listen. And it doesn't mean that you're going to do everything that your heart or your body tells you to do, but listening is just about being willing to hear anything without any judgment. And so when I or anybody is dealing with a place of stuckness, I say, let go of the judgment that you're stuck. Because there's also timing, the timing of the universe to let things happen. Mm. Like for me, for this move, like things just happen for me in a way that I have not predicted. A place just opened up for me and a friend invited me to join her there. And I didn't have to like do all the usual things of pushing and pushing to make things happen. Things open up for me. Beautiful. And I just go with the flow. Nice. And in so many ways, if we just relax and breathe, there's no such thing as stuckness.
Wow.
There's just the judgment that we need to have things our way, which is how I used to be for the last 40 years.
Well, that's really exciting. Tell us a little bit more about your business and what your work is in the world.
Yeah, I call myself a medical intuitive and multidimensional healer. So my work is really that I just have a way of playing with people's energy, wherever they're stuck, and to be able to connect with different energies in the cosmos. That's why I call myself a multidimensional healer, because some of those healing frequencies can be from anywhere in the world, in any part of the cosmos, in any planetary system that can do healing work for any part of the body. And everybody has that ability, actually. It's just that we overthink how healing must happen because we overthink it and buy into so many systems about this is how, then we don't give ourselves permission to do what we can naturally do, because healing is so much bigger than any modality, and it doesn't have to have any structure or form to it. So I think that when I was learning how to do healing, I was so stuck on figuring out A, B, or C, this, or that. And I was forcing to give structure and form to something that is so much bigger than all that. And so when I allow myself to just like be the space where healing can happen, then things just happen, and I don't have to explain how, because I don't know how to explain how. But I love that how things just happen when you allow yourself to be spacious enough to connect with whatever needs to contribute to you in the universe, because we are all a part of the universe, and the universe is a part of us. And this whole thing about receiving, I'm still learning more and more about it, because I have to untrain my logical mind from how things need to happen still, even though I think that I made some progress. It's still a work in progress.
I love it. You know, that's so, I love your whole story, and it's life affirming, and kind of fits in really well with the podcast, because the podcast itself was created, the Erica Glessing Show, on that lightness and following the energy and the lightness. And it's been so easy, and everything's happened without pushing. Like, all the guests come without pushing. And even our interview today got moved up, and how easy is that? So thank you so much for coming. Everyone, you've been listening to Jade Yen Hom, who will be located in Florida very soon, probably pretty quickly after this podcast is broadcast. And how can we reach you? Tell us a domain or a presence where we can find you.
JYenHom.com, and I do give free 20-minute discovery sessions to anybody, either on Skype or phone. So anywhere you are in the world, if my work resonates with you, I'd be so happy to connect with you, and we can have a 20-minute discovery session where we can just be spacious enough to receive whatever you and your body would like to transform.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome.